Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. I'm delighted to be here with filmmaker Shakra Karimi presenting her film Hava Mariam Ayesha. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Just as a first question, for the listeners at home who are not familiar with the film, I would be very happy if you could say a few words to introduce it to us so that we could talk about it in more detail.
This is my first feature film, a fiction feature film, which I entirely shoot inside Afghanistan with Afghan crew and with Afghan local financial sources. It is about three women from different level of different traditional women, modern women, and teenager that they live in Kabul, and they face the issue of pregnancy in different way. And also it is about being a mother, it is about motherhood, it is about abortion, illegal abortion, which is very difficult to talk about it in Afghanistan loudly. So this story represents many untold story of Afghan woman, which mostly media doesn't cover. So I try to tell through these three characters.
It's a very feminine story from a female point of view, which is always great. But what's more remarkable is that this makes you the first female director from Afghanistan to have made a feature film, right?
No, I am not the first female director who made the film. We have female directors, but this film is the first independent film from Afghanistan, which entirely shoot in Kabul and with local finance sources. So we are few female directors that we work, but mostly they don't shoot inside Afghanistan. They shoot somewhere else. Their location is, for example, in Tajikistan or Uzbekistan or anywhere else. But inside Afghanistan, it is first independent film.
Right. And it sounds like it could be quite challenging, right?
It is challenging because country is still a war is ongoing, and we have many explosions during 1 week. So it is not very easy because we shoot at the streets with people, with local people. So it was not just easy to guarantee their life, but we just took this courage and we shoot it.
Yes, these are three women that come from different social
background,
cultural backgrounds. It's very fascinating, but this background is also, I feel, represented in the different styles in which each of the three parts are shot, are filmed, right? Mm. That's also an important part.
Yes, because I wanted my character they come from different backgrounds, social background, because I wanted they represent also somehow to be voice their story to be voice of many women in Afghanistan, because we have a lot of issue with women behind those cliches that media talk about Afghanistan and women in Afghanistan. We have many stories that that women are voiceless to talk about it. So I decided through my film to talk about some issues.
Yes, so you feel like cinema is a way to counter those clichés.
I think cinema and language of cinema is very important to break those clichés and to go more authentic, to be more authentic, and to go to tell stories that normally you cannot hear.
Yes. Could you tell me, just as a final question, a little bit about the three lead actresses of the film?
Yeah, there are two of them that are non-actresses, and one of them, she's actress, and I work with non-actresses inside Afghanistan because we don't have very good experienced actor. They emigrated during the war, so they are I decided to choose non-actresses because I wanted to make them to become the character that they are going to play the role. So for example, Hava, she is a very modern girl in real, but I wanted her to become a traditional woman. And so it was like kind of working with also this film somehow create job and create opportunity for those people that they have talent. Yes. To play in movies.
That's also an important dimension of the film, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great, great pleasure having you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.